Welcome to the Empowered Women's Podcast. If you're looking for the answers around complex relationship, dating, marriage, and breakup issues, then keep it locked as this is your operation manual to relationship success. We are available to listen to on 6 different podcast platforms for you to stream, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, releasing a new show every Monday morning. We are one of the few relationship podcasts on the planet that interviews the most qualified relationship coaches, marriage counselors, authors on love, and psychologists around the world. If you have had enough of one toxic connection after another, then hit the subscribe or plus button to be the first to know when a new episode has been released. You know, the thing I really love about feng shui is that it actually incorporates ancient Chinese traditional practice, which claims to use energy forces to harmonize individuals with their surrounding environment. I myself have used feng shui two of my houses and have seen some interesting results. So today I'm bringing on a close friend of mine by the name of Rose Miliarisi, who's going to help you all understand how your Chinese astrology chart, along with the feng shui in your home, can either help or hinder your chances of finding love or even keeping harmony in your relationships with those that you actually live with. Rose has been practicing as a feng shui consultant for over 14 years, having delivered numerous consultations on residential and commercial buildings. So, Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Oh, I'm glad.
Very excited.
So, why did you actually get into feng shui?
I had my own house feng shui'd, and what that consultant found in the home was spot on. Like it said, she said things like there was hauntings in a specific room. And so I checked with my daughter, who at that time could see dead people. She always saw them, always. Mm. So I didn't tell her what this consultant found out, but I asked her, I said, Estelle, have you ever seen dead people in this room? And she just turned around and goes, yeah, all the time, as matter-of-factly. And I just freaked.
Wow.
But it wasn't just that. It was also the fact that the house, the staircase represented the three women in the house, and there will always be arguments, and there was.
Mm.
But the staircase was made of wood, which was good, so that kind of was a remedy, but not – it. They're remedies. All remedies in feng shui are remedies and never a cure. So, for example, your second and first worst energy, they're remedies. They're never a cure. My youngest was sleeping in ill health and obstacles in her bedroom.
Mm.
You know, remedy and all, she was always sick. Always.
So what is the role of a remedy? How much of the negative energy can it actually fix?
How much? Not much from my own experience.
Mm.
It's only a little bit.
Mm.
So the remedy would, what it would do is your illness will not be as bad, but the illness is still there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah. All right, we're going to really unpack feng shui today for people's relationships. So just before we get stuck into it, there's obviously general placements in people's homes with furniture and windows, the way people dress their rooms up, putting mirrors, like dresser mirrors and stuff in front of their beds.
Okay, yeah. So you just nailed it. So the biggest problem in bedrooms, and everyone should take this on board and write it down, is mirrors in a bedroom are the worst.
Mm.
If you can see yourself in the mirror while you're in bed, well, that's just going to, when you're dreaming, the soul is going to get confused and will see its reflection and will try and make up his mind. Now, do I go into that reflection or the body? And this is why a lot of people jump when they're dreaming. It's the mirror,
right.
And the mirrors is a yang element. The bedroom needs to be a yin room. So yang means active, unless your bedroom is used for business.
Mm.
In you know what I'm talking about. Well,
it's all right,
the mirrors.
You can say it. It's an old podcast. Just say it.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. But anyway, so a mirror is a no-go. Mirror is a yang element. A mirror is glass, so it's cutting. It's going to affect your people's relationships in terms of also ceiling fans, poison arrows, yeah. You know, your side tables, the point of your side table, what is it pointing at? All these things, they're all relevant.
All right, so just quickly, because you jumped in before I wanted to ask my question. No, it's all right. I know you get excited. But
I do.
Before we talk about charts and feng shui around a home, yeah. If you had five immediate tips right now for people to look around their home,
yeah,
what would be the five tips to help either singles attract love
yep.
or couples have more harmony in their relationships, such okay. as better communication?
So it's all about it depends. In feng shui, in the Chinese astrology, it depends. It depends what's in their chart. It depends on the formula of the feng shui of a house. But then there's your tips. so, for example, if someone's chart, you're in an unfavorable period, or for argument's sake, a person is born on a monkey day, the day you're born, and this is the year of the tiger, I guarantee you there'll be issues with relationships because it's referring to the partner. Excuse me. So that's a little one. Then there's scenarios like it depends on what the formula, I mean, I'll give you an example. If I do the feng shui of a house and the bedroom is romance and academic success, the energy, if that room has clutter, that room, the energy will do the opposite. So it can affect, it will, instead of it being romance, the relationships will turn sour. It's those sort of scenarios. I have a young lady who she's only had her chart done. Her chart is okay, but she's never had her house done, her apartment done. And I keep saying to her, that you have only done 30%.
Yeah.
And that missing link is the feng shui of your home. Because you could be sleeping in a bad energy or your front door is encouraging bad relationships because she's always had issues. Really hard, you know, and lovely lady, lovely young lady. You know, like I can only give her half the picture and she knows it. Like she is saving up her money to get her apartment done. She knows that that's what she has to do. Because, and then, you know, at the end of the day too, in relationships, it's also about your man luck, you know. You could have a fantastic feng shui of your home. You could have fantastic chart, but it's not working. Well, then it's about your man luck. How are you implementing it? And are you changing if you've been recommended to change or not?
Welcome to this short ad break. Not sure if you're aware, but I'm a personal trainer and have been for years now. So if you like the idea of training and being educated on how to eat for better health, then maybe it's time to hire me as your personal coach. You can start feeling confident, self-assured and healthy again, so you can attract the best kinds of lovers and friendships into your life today. You can apply for online or face-to-face coaching with me, where I will take you through a hybrid fitness system that covers the three pillars to success, where I take you through the deep work of mindset principles and help you achieve breakthroughs, guide you to understand meal preparation for your goals, and customize your weight training program to help you build a healthy physique that you can be proud of. Find the application link in the show notes of this episode. Back to the show.
So, you know.
So is there no, are there no just general principles? Like before we get into the chart.
General principles.
Just basic general principles, no charts, no feng shui, but to just help improve the energy flow. For example, if a bed is beside a mirror, is it wise to leave part of that mirror open where the mirror cannot be taken out of the room?
No, the mirror needs to be removed totally.
All right, so, for example, in both my rooms, I've got sliding doors for the cupboards, which both have mirrors.
Yep.
I'm not, because I rent, I'm not going to remove that.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So in that case, then you, I would say, cover your mirrors.
What if I
especially
can't cover
if
my mirrors?
You're in a relationship? If you can't cover your mirrors, well then you.
What about just opening one door?
Opening one door is great.
Yeah,
you're not. So you're not looking at yourself in the mirror.
Just of a night time when you're sleeping, sure. And the mirror kind of meets your head.
Mm.
That part of the mirror, good. You know, obviously open half of it.
Yeah,
then that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, I've also heard it's best to keep your bedhead against a wall,
correct,
rather than a corner where you're met.
A corner
with two
is
walls.
A poison arrow.
Yeah.
So that's just like affecting your head, your thinking, your brain, your emotions.
Yeah.
There's, again, there is just, you know, like deciding factors is also about, it's not just the energies in your home, it's the flow of the energies. If you have clutter, that this is a big one, clutter.
Mm.
If you have clutter in anywhere, in particular the front door of your house, outside and in, you're already discouraging good chi, which is shen ji chi, and you're incurring sha chi, which is bad chi, because
and chi being energy,
chi is being energy. I mean, if you have clutter, you're blocking the pathway for the energy to come through. You understand?
Yeah.
So, and the other important things is you said about making sure you sleep with a wall behind you. Well, the house needs to have a wall behind it. Same. Because without the wall behind a mountain, it's called, behind a house, an apartment, a building, an office, blah, 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 the chi is not being contained.
What about a beachfront apartment where your front windows are facing the beach?
So it's fantastic.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, because it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful environment. It's a beautiful picture, and that is your red bird, and it's got to be something attractive in the front of your home,
right,
in order for chi to come through, which then means opportunities, whether it's in romance, whether it's in money, whether it's in career.
Right, yeah. And to obviously support what you were saying earlier about how the backyard of a home should have a wall behind it.
Hell yeah.
So like the back of my apartment, for example, has another building behind
it. Yeah, yours is past your roof line.
Yeah.
So you're totally covered.
Yeah.
Supported. Yeah. You're helping the chi.
Yeah.
Stay in your home.
Yeah.
Because without that, in my studies, I remember reading that the feng shui of a house, if it has no mountain, to do the feng shui of your house is useless. It's useless because you're not containing your chi. You're not helping it settle in your home. It's escaping.
So either the front of a house has to have a beautiful view.
Absolutely.
Or if you can't obtain that view, the back of the house has to have the mountain.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can we talk about, before we get into the other stuff, because you've obviously feng shui'd now two of my homes.
Yeah.
The first one was my double-story townhouse.
Correct, yeah.
Which had quite interesting energy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the feng shui of that home?
Yeah.
Can we quickly talk about that?
Yeah. So the feng shui of your home did have hauntings in it.
In my main bedroom.
In your main bedroom. Mm. And you actually experienced it. Now, when there are hauntings in a bedroom, if you start playing music or you use bells in there or any kind of activity, you are calling them.
Wow. What happens if you have sex in your room?
Well,
are
that's
going to call the whole hell.
Is well, whole I don't know. Did bells disrupt? Start ringing?
Maybe something else will. But I tell you what, I'll just never forget sleeping in that room, and it felt as though something was breathing in there.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah, it just
I'm not surprised.
Didn't feel right, and I'll never forget as I was moving out, whatever was in there didn't want me in there. Because I one night, it was 10 o'clock at night, I was washing the dishes.
Okay.
And I heard what sounded like furniture being dragged across
all
the floor.
Not surprised. So I've had, my my teachers actually can clear, it's called space clearing.
Mm.
They can get rid of that person by
or entity, whatever.
Entity by moving on, seeing, looking for the light. Because that, whatever, whoever that person was, is still trying to cross over.
I have a feeling I know who it was.
Okay.
But I won't mention it on the podcast.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
It's interesting nonetheless. So I guess what I experienced in that particular household is I had two failed relationships.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the second one kind of failed in the next house, which you never feng shui'd.
Right.
But, yeah, it just, it was really, it was a good start and I loved the house, but it just felt like there was always stuff in there. So, I saw other stuff happen too, like cards falling off fridges, just.
Okay.
Like I'm sitting across the room and a card would just fall off the fridge and.
Right. So if I can just reiterate, one of the fundamentals is it always depends on what is at the front door.
Mm.
The front door in terms of the feng shui of the house. So the front door is the mouth to your house.
Mm.
So if it's a bad energy, which that could have been possible with what happened in the one I didn't feng shui, and even using a door with that bad energy activates it. It'd
be really interesting to see what that feng shui was, because I had one of the worst years of my life in that house.
Okay.
And I absolutely loved the house. And Smokey, that's Smokey's house. He loved that house.
Right.
But life fell apart for me at the start of,
Can I ask you, where you had the hauntings in with the window in your bedroom, did you ever open your windows?
Well, that's going in the first house that I lived in.
That would have activated as well.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the second house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Again, so, I can't answer that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, unless I implement the formula and do it.
Yeah.
But the one of the interesting things I've just learned about just, well, in the last 2 days, you know that Chinese compass that I use to take a compass reading?
Yeah. Yeah.
So on that compass, it actually has all the animals on it, right? And wherever that animal, whatever animal belongs to for the front of your house, it refers to specific health.
Mm.
So my teacher has got a lot of heart problems, right? And we found out that her front door that she goes in and out of and can't go in and out of any other door is the south. And the south is fire, and fire is heart.
Mm.
So, and she's been having issues at that front door.
Right.
So, but she can't, but the good news is she's moving out of that house. They're selling it. I said, oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Janine and I, the president of the IFSA, we actually got together and looked at her chart. She's got a fabulous chart.
Mm.
It's not in her chart.
Right.
She said it's definitely in her house and she's going to meet Rose, find out where what the front door is. So I found out today and I thought, wow, it's so relevant.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. So, I mean, it's unbelievable how these things, they play a huge part in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll look at this feng shui in this house now where I am.
Yeah.
So I don't have a beautiful view from the front because I'm in an apartment. So I'm in a block of apartments.
Yep.
And the backyard has a building which is taller than the roof line, which is great.
So you have the perfect arrangement.
Yeah.
In feng shui, the perfect arrangement is the front's got to be attractive, the back's got to have a mountain, the side's got to have one side's got to be slightly higher than the left side, looking at the front of your apartment, which I've already checked out. You have that.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
That is first and foremost. That's the first thing a good feng shui consultant needs to look for.
When you say one side is bigger than the other, what do you mean by that?
That could be a building. It could be a tree.
Yeah.
It could be a flagpole, anything.
But our building is surrounded by two buildings.
No, I'm looking at, I don't just look at that.
Yeah.
I look at whatever else is like in like at the front of your apartment.
Yeah.
I also look at, for argument's sake, what's going on inside your apartment, because it's too hard to do that with an apartment, apartment on top of other apartments.
Or beneath other apartments.
So I already have checked out.
Yeah.
It's also what's at the front of your, in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So something is higher than that, than the right side.
Yeah.
That's got to be lower. And the whole key of that is, it means if that is the case, if the right side is looking at the front of your apartment is higher, whatever,
yeah,
compared to the left, it suggests you have motivation, get up and go.
Yeah, I've got that regardless.
But I'm just saying. So, you know, like people could do this homework and go walk past. I used to do it actually when I went for a walk, and I used to look at these houses. And let me tell you, if you go past a house that's full of weeds, disgusting, what kind of message you think I'm sending them? It's pretty crap. It's going to go through their front door, all right? Hence the reason for it to be attractive and no clutter. Clutter is it's very bad. It can cause depression because a cluttered mind is cluttered. It just creates, it's a snowball effect. If your desk is cluttered,
creates confusion.
Creates
a lot of confusion. You have an inability to actually find your thoughts, I think.
Correct.
So it's like my wardrobe, for example, everything's color coordinated, folded. You know, everything's
Oh, mate, I thought I was bad. No. Mate, you're bad.
No, I take the cake. I'm good like that. Oh, yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
No,
it's
because, you know what, if I need to find something, I know where you everything can find is.
It. Correct.
So for me, it's all about stress reduction.
Yeah.
I do everything in my power to make life easier.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that obviously the listeners can do.
Yeah.
Is there's a huge payoff to actually just be neat and tidy from an energy perspective.
Yeah.
Because it's about, whether we like it or not, everything is energy.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, from items that you can physically touch to things that you can't see.
Yeah.
And so if attracting something into your life is based on how you actually run your life at the moment, why not be neat and tidy? So, we look at my bedroom, right? What were some of the key elements in that room that, according to my chart, it seems as though I'm going to have a fairly successful love story that's about to unfold.
Yeah.
Although I haven't dated since August last year. It's been a while.
Yeah. But it's not your time.
No. No. But that's okay. I've been in a really healthy relationship with myself.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly confident that a lot of the partners I'd been attracting in the past, confident that that won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Karmic cycles have been broken. Yep. But all karmic cycles aside,
yep,
what does the chart say?
Well, your feng shui.
Yeah.
Your feng shui, your master bedroom, it's excellent as a bedroom.
Yeah.
It supports good health and relationships, and you already have good health and health.
Yeah.
Right. Relationships, well, it's another layer. It all depends. But also your bedroom is very neat, beautiful. It also promotes that energy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it also is success and promotion. So, and in the age of nine, which is coming in 2024, that bedroom will then become supports good health, still supports good health, but it also becomes to become famous and wealthy.
Yeah.
Steady wealth increase. So it doesn't matter. It's still going to be great.
Yeah.
So, but what I say with all clients, if they have a room that says romance and academic success, if it's untight, look, any room, people, think about it. If you have a room that has got full of crap, you need to clean it up. You're blocking energies, good or bad. You're blocking them.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, so, so important.
Mm.
So one of the key ones in feng shui is clutter.
Mm.
clean it up, guys. Look, I'll be honest, my desk is a mess, but I can't wait to get into my new home so I can, because I don't have much space.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it might be a mess on my desk, but it's an organised mess, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just obviously you've got a lot going on, a lot of paperwork and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's organised chaos.
Correct.
Now, isn't it true that some people are just destined to struggle in love?
Yes.
Yeah? So yeah. Why is that? What's in their charts?
All right, so a lot of cases in their charts, people will have yin-yang mismatches. Yin-yang mismatches are, I've got three of them.
Yep.
And if I probably, I reckon if I, my in-laws were alive today, I would be having, because yin-yang mismatches is either problems with spouse or in-laws.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And to be honest, I reckon it's even in-laws in the sense of other in-laws.
Yeah.
Not just mother and father or mother and father-in-law. I think it's also, you know, sister-in-law, things like that. Because I have had issues with them.
Yeah. So in-laws in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's your red light pillars. I don't have those, but a red light pillar suggests problematic relationships.
I've got them in my chart.
You've got one.
Yeah.
Right?
Which isn't too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
But people like Taylor Dane, mate, I had to listen to how many men relationships she's had with men.
Mm.
And I thought, oh my God. And then when I checked her chart, she has three red light pillars. Mm. When you're born on the day you're born is a red light pillar, which she has, and she has two others side by side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just, you know, good luck, Taylor. Don't get married, Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. For those that have no idea who Taylor Dane is, she was a famous singer.
Not Taylor Dane. Is it Taylor Dane?
Well, the one that sang
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Oh,
I got
right.
her mixed up with Taylor
Dane.
Okay,
there you go. I don't need
Sorry, to guys.
Who Taylor Swift is. Everyone should know. Okay, so if people want to know, say they're dating someone new, right?
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yep.
And they want to know if that person is compatible or not, right? Because, there's obviously relationship principles of chemistry versus compatibility. And then some things are just kind of written in the stars.
Correct.
Like, I know I just get along with some people so naturally.
Yeah.
It's effortless.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then there are others that it just feels forced.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, what is compatibility profiling, because that's obviously something within feng shui.
And that's what I do as well in the astrology. If ever someone has a partner, I always ask for their birth date. And then we look for things in each other's chart that they need of each other's chart.
Mm.
When that happens, so for argument's sake, say they have three favourable elements and it's metal, earth and water. And the partners is wood, fire, and metal.
Mm.
Well, those are already not good. But then there are other scenarios.
Mm.
There's things like I'll give you a perfect example. I used to think that I wasn't that compatible with my husband. But, however, I've been married 44 years, but as I'm studying and I've done 5 years of the astrology, I've come to see that he needs me, I need him, and they're both for success. And now I totally understand why he's so supportive with getting me successful.
Mm-hmm.
He just does it naturally.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just uncanny. Mm. It's like the day I'm born, he needs what I have in my chart. The day he's born, I need what he needs. I have need in his chart, and all, and so on. Mm. Yes, I have had issues with in-laws, but you know, at the end of the day, when you find out and you get to know your own chart and what you see in your chart, and it actually helps you understand yourself. This is what I like about the astrology. A lot of people who get their charts done, it kind of gives them clarity of what kind of people they are and why they go, things go pear-shaped, you know?
Yeah.
Look, I've many times I have got my clients to say, hey, this is not a good year. You're going into a luck cycle that's going to be challenging with relationships, with your partner especially. But it's not just with relationships. It also can affect your health. So when you're aware of these things, you can minimize these things.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all about minimizing and, you know, it can't be totally changed, but when you minimize things, it won't be so daunting.
So you you're putting together the feng shui of a person's home, you're putting together a report. So you've gone, you've done the feng shui. Why don't you talk us through that process? How does it work? You go to feng shui someone's home and then you're delivering that report.
So what I always require first and foremost is the age of the building. Is the age of the building, is its birthday, just like our birthdays. Everyone has a birthday, so does the building. And then I implement from the age of the building, I get a formula, which then with my Chinese compass tells me the directions of every room. And then with that formula, it tells me the directions and the energy that's in each room, right?
And obviously these fluctuate from positive to negative year to year. Is that correct?
Well, permanent energies do not ever change except in the new age, which is coming. So we're coming to 2024, which is the age of nine. So age of nine is we're in the age of eight, and eight is earth. It's been all about earth, and it has. It started in 2003. It ends in 2024, right?
So are there, how long does each age?
20-year cycle.
20-year cycle. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why I said your bedroom will become another positive, because it'll enter the age of nine.
Yeah.
Nine will become current prosperity or positive in a bedroom.
So what is the age of nine? What does that represent?
Age of nine is fire, is a fire 20-year cycle. It's about the arts. So, guys, if you can afford it, buy a famous painting, because its art is going to triple in price.
Wow. It's
the best advice I could give you guys. If you have the beauty industry, media, technology, space, virtual reality. Virtual reality, I've already seen it in Shameless. Have you seen that show?
I started watching it years ago, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw it there. I thought, wow, it's already in the miniseries, you know. So virtual reality is going to be a lifestyle that we're going to depend on.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about it, but
Me too. But, I mean, it's a fire is joy, but it's not necessarily fire. So we're going to have a joyous 20 years. It's fantastic.
About time.
It also means middle-aged women are going to be more in power. It's already started.
Cool.
Italian Prime Minister, middle-aged woman.
Well, I'll be in my middle age in the next 20
British
years.
British Prime Minister.
Yeah.
She's middle-aged.
Yeah.
So we've already got two.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even started. So in the age of nine, all these men, look out, mate. We're out. They're out to get you.
You mean we're in,
they're out. They're in, they're out. So.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
What about some famous people's charts?
So.
And their compatibility in the relationship.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo, I've done their charts. They are very compatible. And I don't understand why it didn't work the first time round. Obviously, you know, Ben was his...
Maybe timing.
I think it was timing. I think it was to do, his career was just starting to take off.
Yep.
Right?
Because when did they first get together? How long ago was it?
About 20 years ago. easy.
They were still relatively young.
Yeah.
Young-ish.
But look, yeah. J-Lo's chart, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She does have a red light pillar.
Mm.
So.
She had a few.
Yeah. But she's only got one, like yourself. And I think hers is in, I think, the month she's born.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they are very compatible. Mm. So fingers crossed it'll work for them. Mm-hmm. In terms of other classic, Victoria Beckham and David Beckham, oh, my God, so compatible. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I've often wondered, not for anything, and, like, I love him, but at times I've wondered, and, I mean, I don't know Victoria Beckham personally, but yeah, she seems like a sour puss on camera.
She probably is. I don't know. I haven't looked at her chart properly again.
Yeah.
But
She's probably an amazing individual.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, more so back in the day, not so much now.
Yeah.
Because you can never gather what a person's like just from a few photos that you see in Women's Weekly or whatever.
Get it. Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And people probably see my photos online and go, they've formed judgment based on what they think they know.
There's so many people are judgmental. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of that.
Mm.
But my own chart, something I just learned about my chart is that I have a hurting officer as well.
Oh, this is okay. So we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, okay.
But like what I was trying to say is basically I've looked at her in the past and gone, how does he deal with her? She seems very high maintenance.
Right? Yeah.
But again,
you're right.
That's just from a photo.
Yeah.
She could be a fantastic individual. Yeah. You know, and I know her from Borough. So,
yeah.
But, well, there you go. So they're just distance B. Now, you were telling me off air about some stuff that you've just learned.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're obviously excited. You couldn't contain your excitement.
No, I couldn't.
Some stuff you had to tell me, which further supports what you already found.
Yeah.
So what did you find in your new
research? In your chart, I found that you have direct wealth. Direct wealth means that you are capable of earning a salary and no problem about making money,
right? Yeah, which is true.
And you also have, it's called a hurting officer. This hurting officer represents, in your case, so it depends on where it is in your chart.
Mm.
It suggests that it's fame, it's ranking, which is happening, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But in this case, you also have to don't let it get to you because it can create issues.
Yeah, which I just stay humble.
Right.
Yeah.
So with my hurting officer, mine is aggressive intelligence, right? But mine is also I can be harsh and critical of people.
Why is it called a hurting officer?
Well, what did I just say?
So it's kind of like
I don't know. This is an ancient terminology that they use. Look, there's another one called seven killings. That sounds horrible, but it's a positive. All right?
Yeah.
I can't explain these terminologies. It's, I mean, it's 3,000 years old, right?
It's almost like a hurting officer is kind of like a body of authority that if abused can actually work against you.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it seems like.
Well, yeah. And look, and that could be in my case because I have the hurting officer. I can be and I can be critical.
Subtle as a piece of sandpaper.
Sledgehammer, yeah. Right. That's me all over.
Yeah, bad. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, so interesting. I reckon we could probably keep sort of talking and talking, but we'll talk a bit more about the whole relationship space.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, obviously the short answer to everyone's questions today would be come and see you, get you, both your chart and your house function done because we obviously can't answer everything today,
no.
Right?
And just to clarify, if you know your time of birth, it's very important because the time of birth represents your children and your future.
Mm.
If I can still do people's charts. Sometimes people just cannot get their time of birth. But if you know where the hospital you're born, that they have the records, right? So there's really no...
Can you just ring them and ask them usually?
I think so. I haven't tried it myself, but I think there's a process.
It'd have to be.
But don't – and people think, oh, I've got my birth certificate. It's not on there, guys.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
You know where it is? If your mum kept the certificate with your height, your weight, your time of birth is on there.
Okay. So, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Sweet. I was listening to something today about, again, just general principles about attracting love and relationships in your life.
Yeah.
It's good to have things in pairs in your bedroom, like a pair of
candles. Okay, that's Chinese culture. Is that where you read that about feng shui? You just read it?
It was just something on YouTube. So it's just a quick video, general principles. And, like, for example, I've got a canvas above my bed of, it's almost like an abstract painting of two people.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like the Mandarin ducks is something she mentioned.
Yeah, Mandarin ducks, that's Chinese culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they should be, by the way, from when I used to sell those, they should be in your direction, one of your favorable directions.
Yeah. So it's not just about placing it in your room. You've got to make sure. Yeah. Can it work against you if you're facing it in the wrong direction?
Yes. It can work against you if you, honey, have one Mandarin duck. Forget it.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There was something else I had to mention that's really important. I just can't think of it at the moment.
Is it something you found the other day?
No. It'll come to me. Just bear with me, guys. I can't think of it at the moment. Sorry.
That's okay. Is there anything else you want to mention about relationships and feng shui?
The diary. Bring it up. So anyone in your list? I've got it.
You've got it.
Okay. Yep. So I have been helping people find love, and one of my clients actually did, because I said, this year is your year. You're going to meet someone, and she has. And is this now
my year?
This year is your year. Oh, no. I had a look. You're born on a dragon month, a day. So we need a rooster day, rooster year, rooster month. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've already listed on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, this is the Chinese almanac. Anybody can purchase that off me, but you can't use it unless you've had your chart done. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the list I do, which tells you, and there's ticks on the side, which days are good, blah, blah, blah. And with Amanda, I've written woman, man. So she knows when to go hunting. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you've got quite a few. Rat days, ox days, dragon days, snake days. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Monkey days, rooster days. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six.
Let's look at today.
So that's six out of every 12 days. They turn up every 12 days.
Well, today's a rabbit day. Doesn't count.
Rabbit is not good for you at all.
Yeah.
So don't bother.
Right. Well, I started.
Oh, hang on. But it depends
on. Oh, no. Sorry. It's a rooster day.
Oh, that's right. So rooster.
I just started chatting to someone
today. Hello.
Yeah, I just started chatting to someone today and she looks hot.
And it's also for you supportive individuals.
Yeah, cool.
That's probably me.
Yeah, well, there you go. And here we are doing that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So I just want to show everybody what it looks like. The days that you look at.
I'm not going to run
full
visual.
But I'm just, these are other ways of finding a man or woman in your life. And I have a client who she's already very happy. And I did say to her last year, I said, this year you're going to find a man. And she did.
Yeah, beautiful. And they're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's 47.
Yeah.
You know,
some people find love later in life. It's just
depends. It's all about timing and the right time of day, etc. There's so many factors, so many layers. Astrology has so many layers. An onion is not even enough layers.
Yeah.
I'm just
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So just to finish off, you know, what feng shui rules should never be broken in your opinion?
That's a tough one. Don't go against what you've been advised in feng shui of your home or in the astrology.
Yeah.
Don't rely on just your feng shui and astrology. It's all about your man luck because the man luck is about what you do with the information I've given you.
How much does feng shui contribute to your overall luck and success in life?
It's 20%.
Yeah.
And the astrology is 30 to 40%. The man luck is 50%.
What contributes to man luck though? Like
man luck, it's how you interpret what information I've given you, how you implement your energies, your remedies, use of the diary, all right?
Mm.
Like at the moment I've got this client, she's, because I said to her I'm using it to try and win money, she's now ringing me every day or texting me, is this a good day for to win Tess Lotto? I had to say, I can't do this.
Mm.
I've got 30 clients. I said, can you imagine if 30 of my clients asked me?
Yeah.
So she's actually, I'm actually going to teach her properly how to use the diary because that's half the problem. And it's also you need to use your diary daily. If you don't use it daily, you will not get to understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the diary I found, or from what you've obviously taught me, is how to choose wisely with decision making, especially with big decisions such as signing contracts, opening up a new business, maybe you're dismantling or renovating in the house.
Yeah.
You know, and what it can do is that if you're doing things that go against the day itself, the day itself might advise against renovating.
Yeah.
So that should you renovate on a day that advises against it, it could equal to problems down the track.
Understatement. I can give you a fantastic classic example. The house we were living in Greenvale, when we sold it, we sold it to this couple and they were a pain in the ass, putting it mildly.
Yeah.
We were trying to move out. I gave them a pile this long of instructions, how to use stove, oven, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
They wanted me to explain. And we were trying to move out. We had movers helping us that we paid for.
Yeah.
Right? Then they were complaining about a light globe's out.
Yeah.
What do you want? It's a light globe, right? They even got, you know, a free Egyptian print that I loved.
Yeah.
I left it with them, a TV. I left it with them. Yeah. Right? Be grateful.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So anyway, and when we moved out, my remedies went with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My front door was theft.
Right.
They got robbed.
Yeah, right.
Big time.
Yeah.
Jewelry, cash, computers.
They
copped it.
My back door here is theft, so we put, put the evil eyes.
Yep, good.
As a remedy.
Good.
Yeah.
So getting back to you said about renovations. So I knew that upstairs, if you're going to renovate, look out. They decided to rip out the carpet upstairs in our bedrooms, right? And if there's banging, there's going to be issues.
Yeah, but
they were banging.
Banging what, on a particular day that you shouldn't have banged or because the feng shui?
Particular year.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. It's all about the Grand Duke. The Grand Duke at the moment is sitting in the Tiger's direction, northeast. So you do not renovate in the northeast.
Mm.
That's an example.
Could be your bathroom in the northeast.
Because the Grand Duke is the big mama of all of them.
Yeah.
And when he sits in your direction, you offend him.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the banging, you're offending him, right? You know what happened in that house? My husband had to come back to get some mail that ended up there to collect.
Yeah.
He walks in. Now, we had a split level home.
Yeah.
He walked in and he looked on his right and the ceiling fell into the lounge from upstairs.
While he was there?
No, it was already down.
Wow.
And Neil just said, what happened here?
Yeah.
lucky because they had two small children. Lucky they weren't playing in that area.
What happened? They were pulling out carpet and then it collapsed.
They were banging. They were renovating. What did I say? Right? And that it was in the Grand Duke direction. Right?
Yeah.
And they even had it checked out by council or whoever, officials, to see why did this happen. They had no answer. I knew the answer.
Did you tell them?
No. No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Wow.
By that stage, they'd had enough. They moved out.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? Karma's a bitch, and that got them big time, mate, after the way we got treated.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
That was freaky. I thought, wow, that is just. So you don't muck around with the Grand Duke.
So where does the Grand Duke sit for this year?
Northeast.
Northeast.
Yep.
Where's northeast in my home?
In your home?
Yep.
Northeast is your bedroom. Don't touch.
As in renovation.
Don't do anything.
So Grand Duke is more in relation to trying to change the actual digging or
especially
anything like
digging the earth. Oh, my God. Banging. You know, I've got a client. He is so obsessed.
So I can't bang in my room.
No, no.
Well, that's unfortunate.
No, not that kind of banging. Depends how noisy you are.
Oh, let me tell you. I will be really noisy when it happens, honey.
That's not a renovation.
Okay. So is it only in relation to renovation specifically? Is there anything else that can disrupt the Grand Duke?
Apart from facing it, nothing else.
Is there an opportunity to have the Grand Duke work for you rather than against you?
The only time it works for you is if the Northeast, which I think it is, I'm not sure, but I remember in 2017, it was the year of the, I think it was 17, one of those years, 2018, it was the year of the dog. And the Grand Duke was in the dog's direction.
Yeah.
I mean, don't hold me to it, but the yearly energy was a positive when it, and it was money.
Mm.
When it's positive, you're off the hook.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it depends.
So if there's money in that area, can you dig in that area to make it more prosperous?
You still wouldn't do it.
No.
You still would not risk it. You don't risk it. Okay. And the diary has the months and which months you should and should not be renovating. It's in here.
Right.
So getting back to this other client, super obsessed with feng shui.
Yeah.
He wanted to do some banging in his downstairs in his garage, in his warehouse.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to do the pie chart and mark where he should and should not
be banging.
Be banging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was so grateful.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Cool. Why not?
Because you're disturbing the Grand Duke.
Mm.
It's like putting a bomb up his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just don't do
Have
it.
Have you heard of any other shitty stories like that?
Mine was the classic. Yep. Mine in Greenvale, that was perfect situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, all right, Rose, well, you know what? When you're not feng shuiing.
Yes, which is never.
What do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have any hobbies?
I love music.
Yeah.
I actually have about 300 and you're going to laugh, 380 CDs. Yes, I'm old school, guys, but I don't care. My daughter always laugh at me. Like, she makes
CDs
fun.
In your car?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
and
have the folders,
my new car.
The folders in your car?
No, no, but it's a 6 CD holder. I still use
a stacker,
it.
A stacker.
Stacker, that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I said to my husband, new car, I want a CD holder in there.
Stacker,
whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
My daughter the other day, she's 32. She goes, "Oh, mum," because I was in her car, and she goes, "Oh, see that song? I can pick whatever song I like." I said, "I don't care. I don't care. I am still buying CDs, guys.
Yeah. So you don't like the USB stick?
No.
Or even downloading an app?
No.
No?
No. I love my – you know what I like? I like to have something in my hand.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate that.
No, it's not going to cut it. Yeah. You're not going to see an album cover. You're not going to read where the – who produced, who arranged. Mm. I do that.
Yeah.
See, I'm really into my music.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know.
All right, awesome. So what – I guess what is something that you're not good at?
Okay. Holding my temper.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Don't get me upset. Oh, yep. God, no.
Yeah. You'd be like a hurricane.
I am.
Rips through
a
small village.
Yeah. And, it's actually quite interesting because Dr. Jin Pei, my teacher, that I just had another class with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually did an analogy. He did use me as a guinea pig.
Yeah.
With the day I was born.
Mm.
And I've got 5 pages of myself. And oh my God, it is so accurate. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a list of all the famous people that are born on that sort of like Tom Hanks, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Christy Turlington, a whole lot of them. Mm. And it's a good thing because you can actually pick some of their traits in yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But it even said in this thing that I'm always going to work hard for my money.
Yeah,
yeah. And I have been.
Yeah. What year are you born?
1956.
So what's your Chinese?
I'm a year of the monkey.
Okay, because that's more like a trait of the ox to always having to really strive and work hard.
No, it's the actual, as I mentioned before, it's the day you're born. The year you're born is about your grandparents. And from 46 on, that year pillar drops off. It's not relevant anymore.
Right.
Okay. Still a monkey.
Yeah.
But it's... Unless it has a special configuration.
Yeah.
You know, like part of a mystic trio, part of a heavenly stem combination for success.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that'll always not drop off.
Mm.
But other things, so one of them's my yin-yang mismatch, it won't be as bad.
As after 46.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Well, this is why people need to reach out to you because things are obviously not set in stone.
No.
In the cycles of when things change.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about yourself and your ability to actually find and attract the right partner in life, obviously there are many factors, but this is one way to enhance, you know, that the chance of that coming
through. Absolutely. And I've seen it happen with my clients.
Yeah.
Meeting people.
Yeah.
Being successful, you know, for an example, my nephew, he has his office feng shuied, he has his chart done.
Mm.
He gets me to do, I'm not doing it anymore for the record, people.
Mm.
Him and another client, and three of them, they get me to do on a monthly basis, I pick all the positive days.
Mm.
It takes me too long because I am very particular. I don't miss anything.
Mm.
And it takes time. And like, you know, my nephew goes, oh, you should do that more often. I go, no, not happening. This is the last. You three are fortunate. You're not, it's not happening anymore. They pay me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it takes me at least 2 full working days to do each chart.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just too tight.
Is it not worth it financially for you to?
Yeah, no, it's not. Because of the amount of time and what I charged, it's just not paying out.
So when you've done that, though, has it increased their luck?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Like one of them, Christian, he goes, Rose, this is the best thing you've ever done.
Mm.
He said, it's so great.
Mm.
Because, see, Rosemary Urisi doesn't just look for the good days, but then I see other things. I see, is it going to be, they've got a full team, are they going to meet someone? Is it going to be good for business? Is it going to be good, bad for business?
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, like with Christian, next month he's got 6 good days in a row.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah.
To see, he can work with that, work around it and work out, like, the days that I've not mentioned.
Isn't that what the diary's for, though?
Yeah, but they're just lazy.
Oh, okay.
They just like to.
They want you to specifically highlight.
Yeah, it's called date selection.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But as I said, I'm very, very, I don't do things by halves.
Yeah.
Right? And those 3 people, because the other one's in Queensland, and she rings me. And it's her way of learning the astrology. Yeah. She wants to learn it.
Yeah.
She's learning that way.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Awesome. So you know what? If people want to come and, do you offer, like, even a free conversation?
Always.
Are you giving away anything today for the listeners at all, or do they just get in touch with you directly?
I can.
If they want to work with
you. If you get in touch with me, I am offering that if you have your birth date available, in particular your time of birth, I will give you a quick mini reading
on the spot over the phone.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Take advantage of that, guys. So, Rose, thanks again for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Right?
Yeah.
I hope people got a lot of value out of that.
Yeah.
And your details will be in the show notes below. So, guys, please make sure that you check that out. So, yeah, once again, thanks for tuning in. If today's episode truly resonated with your current phase in life, please give us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Share this to your stories and tag me on Instagram at amanda.m.mary.nikoloff. That's an F on the end, F for Fred, not S for Sam. And be sure to reach out to Rose and mention that you heard them through the, or heard her through, sorry, I used the pronoun them. I beg your pardon.
It's okay.
Through the Empowered Women's podcast. But, Rose, yeah, thanks again for coming on.
You're welcome. Have a lucky day, guys.